We're doing the Siddur HaKabbalah. We're up to page 118 in the Machon Ofik edition, page Ayin Chet in the Musad Rav Kook edition. Haya Rabbeinu Shira Gadol Me'od B'chokhma U'Ma'asim U'Ve'Osher V'Nesiut. Rav Shira Gon was very big when it came to wisdom and action, meaning his chesed, his wealth, and his nesiut, his being a prince. Mizecha Zerubbabel. He was a descendant of the great Zerubbabel who led us back from Babylon. And he had longevity to the point where he removed himself from the position of heading the yeshiva, and still in his lifetime he appointed his son in his place when it came to all things of holiness, Rabbeinu Hai, that's the famous Rav Haigon. Yoshev al kiso ve'inav ro'ot Gidel ve'osif ve'orbitz Torah al kol asher haya lefanav. And he added and taught Torah more than all that preceded him, v'chaya tzadi tet shana, and he lived 99 years. Okay, he had a nice long life. He lived 99 years. V'na'ala anan kvodo erev yom tov achon shel Pesach. His cloud of honor, so to speak, passed from the world on the eve of the last Yom Tov of Pesach. V'chiber sparim me'at, and he wrote a few works. Mehem Sefer Adinim. Amongst them is a book called Sefer Adinim and Sefer Hashvuot and Sefer Mekach u'Mimkach. Ela shehirba b'tshuvot shelot mod. But what he did do a lot was he wrote a lot of responsa. And most of what you find from what he compiled and his responsa, you can rely on. And he was the fourth generation of Geonim, father following son. So you have Rabbeinu Haigon, the son of Rav Shrira Gon, the son of Rav Chananya Gon, the son of Rav Yehuda Gon. Ubesof Yamah, v'ge hazman le'arbat alfim tashpach, and in the end of his life, we're holding the year 4,788. So that's almost a thousand year. That's almost 1,000 years ago. Yeah, 990 years ago, 998 years ago. Yeah, so that's about the year. It's about the year 1000. V'yesh umrim tafshin tzadichet. Others say it was 10 years later, so that would be the year 1000. And Rav Hai brings us to the conclusion of the period of the Geonim. And next time we'll pick up with the 11th chapter, the period of the Rabbanim that followed the Geonim. What we call the Rishonim, he calls the Rabbanim. You have one more line? Okay. In his days was Rav Shmuel Bar Chofni. He also compiled many works. But he can't rely so much on what Rav Shmuel Bar Chofni wrote. Oh, that starts a new chapter by you? Okay.